and now your speaker, Morgan Medlin.
On this beautiful day, on the very threshold of a brand new month, and I hope that you're looking forward with a great degree of anticipation and enthusiasm for the month of October. Because I believe the month of October is going to be one of the grandest and greatest months in the history of this church. Proverbs 18:24, the way to have friends, one must show itself friendly. There is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. I don't believe there's anything greater and better in life than friends. We're going to be talking to you about a wonderful and a special day, emphasizing friends, friendship, and what we're calling Friend Day. But while we're doing this, I'll ask those who are designated to do so, come and take these book markers and be passing them out as we are continuing with the announcement. Those of you that are designated to distribute these will do so during this announcement, and I believe it'll not be all that distracting. On the last Sunday in October 27th, is designated Friend Day. And we're encouraging every person from today until that time to be inviting and encouraging your friends to come and be a part of the Bible study and the worship assembly on that day. On that Sunday, we'll be having a fellowship meal following the worship service. But we want our friends to be with us for Bible school and for worship on that day. I don't believe that any people on earth have any more friends than do the wonderful people here at the Central Church. Brother Buddy Meadows has been working on this long and hard, and I believe, Buddy, if we get all of our friends here, that we're going to have just standing room only, fill the capacity on that day. And I believe that's what's going to take place. A lot of churches have had, through the months and years, a Friend Day observance. They've been tremendously successful in it, and I believe that we can be, and I believe that we will be. So we're asking you, be sure to invite your friends, not just one, but more than that. At least concentrate on one, and then another, and then another, and just as many as possible. Now, we're hoping that we will invite and encourage specifically our friends who are not members of the church. Now, that doesn't mean that we cannot have a relative or a friend with us that day that's not a member of the church. But we want specifically to concentrate upon those friends who are not members of the church. And in doing this, we're asking each one of us to get a commitment from one or more of our friends accepting our invitation to be with us on that fourth Sunday in October. To do that by card or by letter. Now, the reason of this is that when we write something down and we make a promise in writing, I think it's a little more incentive maybe to carry through. Not only that, but we're hoping in the weeks to come to be sharing some of the letters, not all of them, but some of the letters of those who would desire to, for us to do so, with the congregation. And we want to take the letters, the cards, place them on the bulletin board. We have a large new bulletin board out in this hall, back of this auditorium. Want to place these letters or cards there. We're hoping to have that board just completely filled to overflowing with commitments of friends who will be our guests on that fourth Sunday in October. We're asking each one of you, get a commitment from a friend in writing that they'll be with you on that day. I have a letter here today, and I have commitment already from several other people who have said they'd be our guest on that day. But let me just share this letter. Dear Brother Medlin, I appreciate so much your gracious invitation to be your guest of honor on Sunday, October 27th. It is indeed a privilege to be called your friend. Friends are our greatest asset in this life. The best things in life are absolutely free. Money can't buy friends. You have become so very special to us in our family at Warren County Hospital. Not only yourself, but that precious lady that makes your life so very special. Again, thanks for the invitation, and I look forward to being with you on the 27th. Sincerely, Beverly Davis, Public Relations of Warren County Hospital. Now I hope that each of you will, from today, begin thinking about one or two or half dozen of your friends that you will invite and that they will say, I'm glad to accept your invitation to be your guest on that day. And I want that bulletin board, it's large, but I want that to just be jammed full of letters and cards, correspondence of those who have accepted invitations to be here on that day. And of course, our guests will in many instances have a maid or children. And so one invitation like this means three or four people are going to really be included in it. So I just believe that Friend Day is going to be just a fabulous day. I know I'm looking forward to seeing some of your friends that I've not had the joy of meeting previously. And I want you to meet some of the folks I've come to know and appreciate here in Warren County that I count my friends. And I want to be able to present them to you sometime during the course of the 27th, maybe the fellowship meal or however I can do so, that they are my friend of friends. And I'm glad to share with you them on that day. So let's just do all that we can do in looking forward to that day and working in that direction. Now, October has also been designated as Roundup Month for our Sunday school. And we want in every week, every Sunday in that month, to encourage more and better attendance in our Bible school. Next Sunday, a goal of 325, the 13th, 350, on the 20th, 375, and then on October 27th, 500. I believe we'll even do a lot better than that. I believe Friend Day is going to surpass our homecoming. I just believe that we have that many friends And I believe you're going to be inviting and working and encouraging your friends to be here. Now the elders and deacons will be presenting letters to the congregation next week concerning those friends of theirs who have committed themselves to be here on Friend Day, and we're looking forward to that, and we're just hoping that every person from this day on will be working in this direction. Brother Lester McNatt has a letter of commitment from a friend of his who will be his guest on that day, and so does Brother Buddy Meadows. He'll present a letter of his friend today, and Brother Buddy will be leading us in a special prayer on behalf of our friend Day this morning. We're glad that Buddy and Lester have already spent a lot of time in working on this special endeavor. They're going to continue to do so, but we need the support and the enthusiastic help of every member of the church. And I know that we're going to get that. And I know the Lord is going to give us the victory. And we're looking forward to Friend Day on that fourth Sunday in October. But at this time, Brother Lester will make his letter presentation.
Very quickly, I want to share with you my letter because I hope, as Brother Medlin has stated, it will be an encouragement incentive to you. The person that I invited this week was very honored to know that their name would be read and the letter would be read to the congregation. They were quite honored. Lester, I really enjoyed speaking with you this week. It's been a great pleasure to meet with you and others in your congregation's joy in their friendship. This is to confirm I plan to be with you October 27th for your worship service. Thank you very much for inviting me. I trust this invite a friend service will be a special blessing to all those who attend. Best wishes from your friend, Melvin Dixon, owner of King's Department Store here in Lakeville.
In order to shorten time, I just want to show you that I have my letter of commitment too, but I won't read it in order to shorten time for our program, for our remaining program. In behalf of Friend Day and its success, will you please bow and pray with me? Our God and Father in heaven, may thy love and mercy, which be with us each day that we live, giving thanks always that thou hast been so good to us. May the joys of this day be ours to share with one another as we receive thy blessings derived from it. We also find it a blessing to us when we are able to serve thee effectively, being about thy business in helping others, and especially in saving lost souls to Christ. Our Father, we look forward to the days and weeks to come, all leading toward Friend Day on October the 27th. We pray that we might look to thee for encouragement, helping us all to do our part, entering into this program in the Christian spirit, in an endeavor at saving the souls of men and women. May we be blessed in our efforts, and may Friend Day be a great day for us all. And may thine be all the glory. In the name of Christ, our Lord and Savior, we do humbly pray. Amen.
Amen.
In connection with the great event that will be taking place in October, Friend Day, I thought probably the most significant scripture might well be that one in 1 Chronicles 12:33. Men that could keep rank, they were not of double heart. Now, noticing the background of this scripture, The Israelites had come to Hebron in order to make David king. And they were all thrilled and excited and enthused about David, the man of God. They came there by the thousands. Thousands upon thousands came in order to make or proclaim this man king. And according to the author here, there were two things that characterized that assembly. They were men that could keep rank. They were not of double heart. Now, I wish that time permitted us today to notice in greater detail than we'll be able to do so that particular verse. I believe that that same principle of truth is needed so desperately in our day, and especially in view of the effort that is upcoming on the fourth Sunday of October that will elicit the support and the encouragement of all of us, every one of us. First of all, in order for there to be success in any good endeavor, there must be organization. Someone has said, and it's as true as can be, that we cannot spell the word success without you. And that's true. You cannot spell the word success without using the letter U. And in regard to this endeavor, we cannot hope for success without you. And I'm meaning every single solitary individual of us as a part of this church. In order for this program to succeed, in order for any good program to succeed, it requires you. It requires each one of us. Success does not come on a solitary basis, but rather it depends upon each one of us. One plus one in many senses is more than two. Oh, I know mathematically it's two. But in the real sense, one plus one equals more than two as far as the strength is concerned, not on the basis of mathematics. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 5, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Sometimes we have some forms of godliness, but not really the power, not really the motor that really brings it all about. And in an effort like this, a friend day, it is necessary that there be that first essential for success, and that is organization. I know in the church, we have prided ourselves upon church autonomy, that every congregation stands on its own, that there is no hierarchy, and that's true, and that's right, and that's as the Word of God taught. And we prided ourselves upon autonomy. We prided ourselves upon individualism. Sometimes to the point of being so individual and so solitary and so much loners that we have not accomplished what we could accomplish in so many respects. Jesus said in John 12, or Matthew 12:25, a nation divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a kingdom, a house divided against itself, shall not stay. Nations divided are going to fall. A house divided against itself shall not stand. Our Lord was simply teaching that there must be, that there need be unity, that there must be a united effort. Brethren, we can accomplish almost anything provided there is a united effort, provided each one does what he or she can do, then it is unlimited almost what can be done when we join hands and when we join forces in some good effort. I remember reading some time ago about a child was lost, and search was made for hours trying to find this lost child. Hundreds of people scoured just acres and acres of land trying to find the child. They were not successful. And finally someone suggested, well, let's make a thorough search. Let's just join hands and make a huge circle, a big circle, and then let's just close in and make that circle smaller and smaller, searching every spot to see if we can't find this child that's been lost for some time. And when they did this, they covered one area, and then they joined hands and they covered another area, and another area, until a whole wide area was covered. They finally, in this method or this means, found the child. It was too late. The child dead. And when they came and they told the bad news to that distraught mother, with broken hearts and tears in her eyes, she said, Oh, why didn't you join hands sooner? I wonder today, as the Lord looks at His world, and as the Lord looks at His church, and maybe the Lord is saying and wondering, why do we not unite our efforts? Why do we not join hands? Why do we not unite our efforts in each one of us? Be involved in and engaged in and united together. I believe that special programs help us to do what God wants us to do. It helps solidify the unity and the thrill and the excitement of being united together, as this Friend Day will be doing in these days ahead. United, solidified, I believe that all things are possible. Like Paul, who could say in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Brethren, we have the power, we have the resources, and I hope and pray that like those Israelites centuries ago, that we can say, like was said of them, that they kept rank. They were united. They worked together. All of us have seen bands perform, and we've seen them march. And it's really a work of art. to see a band perform or marching in step, in rank, working together in such a marvelous, marvelous way. That's what these men did in Israel centuries ago. They could keep rank. They could stay together. They could work together. And oh, how desperately we need to be so organized that we can work together in the greatest and grandest cause on earth. As somebody said, something that's everybody's business soon becomes nobody's business and nothing is done. But whenever we're organized and whenever we're solidified and whenever we're unified, then great, great things can be done. Then the second thing that was true of these Israelites long ago and needs to be true of us today was enthusiastic devotion. Enthusiastic devotion. We need to be devoted totally to the Lord's cause. And we need to do so enthusiastically. I'll tell you, when we have enthusiasm, it's as contagious as almost any disease, enthusiasm. And I hope that all of us will be enthusiastic not only about this great upcoming event of Friend Day, but we'll be enthusiastic about all of God's work and all of the great cause in which the Lord wants us to be committed. We'll be so enthusiastic about it that it'll rub off on someone else. Let's let it be said of our lives into the church. Like the words of that song, where never is heard a discouraging word, and the sky is unclouded all day. I'm just hoping and praying that every person in this church will not in any sense, in any way, be discouraged. I don't believe you will. But I believe that you'll say, oh, I have a lot of people that are friends. Because in the verse we noted earlier in Proverbs 18:24, a man to have friends must show himself friendly. And I know that you've been that kind of people. I know you've been that way through the years. Many of you have been permitted to live decades. And I know through those years you've shown yourself friendly. And I know that you have multitudes of friends. And I know that you'll be enthusiastic. That you'll be thrilled and you'll be excited. And we'll be united on this effort. And I know that great, great and wonderful things will come. Who knows? Some of these friends who come to be our gift, they may meet hundreds of people here on that day. They may have an entirely different outlook on the church and God's people than they've ever had before. Because they'll just see how wonderful not only you are and have been to them, but they're going to see how wonderful and marvelous just multitudes of other people are. And we hope and pray that there will be an evangelistic thrust, a benefit that will come. Oh, I know that not every person who comes with us on that day is going to be a part of the Central Church permanently. I know that. And I'm not suggesting that. I'm not suggesting that I believe that'll happen, because I know it won't. But I'm simply saying that unlimited possibilities exist. And I believe that we, in this organized effort, in this united effort, in this enthusiastic devotion, we get so thrilled and so excited that it's just going to accomplish wonderful and marvelous things. And we're knowing that you're going to be supportive. And I hope today that many of you can say to our elders, "Brethren, I'm glad that you have said, 'Fine, we're going to have a day like this.' And I'm glad that you are leading us in that direction. It shows the men of vision you are and the interest and concern you have, and we're with you." And I hope this will be and I know it'll be a grand and a glorious occasion. I'm looking forward to the month of October, and especially on that fourth Sunday, when we're going to see, as probably never before, how we've worked together and how we've joined hands in enthusiastic devotion to bring about just a great and a marvelous occasion to the honor and the glory of God. If you're not a Christian today, you need to become one. We would urge you to confess your faith in the Lord, repent of your sins, believing in Him with all of your heart, being baptized for the remission of sins, to rise and walk in a newness of life. And if you've never surrendered your life to Jesus, we would urge you to do so. He's that friend that's greater than all friends. You've obeyed the gospel and you've wandered away from your faithfulness to the Lord. You need to return in repentance to ask the Lord's forgiveness. We would urge you to take that step. If you're subject to our Master's invitation, as we stand together and sing.